When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Time for Soul Train. Chicago's immense musical history, hidden no more. Now you can check out the sites that everybody should check out, part of Chicago history. And with us to talk about that is the Director of Public Art from the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events in the city of Chicago, Lydia Ross. Lydia, I haven't heard much about this Music Lives campaign, but this is a fantastic idea. What was the genesis of this concept?
Oh, absolutely. And good morning. So the Music Lives Here project, which I'm also extremely excited about, launched back in 2019 as we were planning for the year of Chicago music, back before a little thing called COVID happened. But there was a desire from folks on our selection committee and the steering committee to create some kind of tribute marker project. So not only did we want to celebrate, you know, the vibrant music scene that lives here today, but also wanted to bring out really, you know, the kind of greatest hits, the greatest genres that folks know about Chicago, but also really pay tribute to the lesser known histories, spaces, places, people who shaped the music landscape. So in order to do that, we also wanted to do something a little less traditional than just a plaque. So we commissioned a fantastic design team called Sonnenzimmer, Nick Butcher and Nadine Nakanishi, along with Chicago Mobile Makers leader Maya Bird Murphy, to create what became a multi-pronged experience. So there are physical tribute markers on 50 sites across all corners of Chicago. There's a really dynamic, fun website, and there is a print map and a make-your-own tribute marker poster that's been distributed to every branch of the Chicago Public Library system. And then importantly, there was a fantastic group of folks who actually helped us make those hard decisions about which sites to highlight as part of this project.
Yeah, I know Dave Hoekstra was part of that, and he certainly knows his Chicago music history. We played that Soul Train theme, and one of the Music Lives Here sites is the Soul Train studio in the Chicago Board of Trade building over at 141 West Jackson Avenue. So you're inviting people to sort of go on a self-guided tour with the help of the map, and the map is on a website. What's that website?
The website is musiclivesheresite. That's S-I-T-E.
Musiclivesheresite. Site, S-I-T-E. Yeah, it's a great it's a great idea, and I've been yakking about this for a long time, how we don't really exploit our great musical history here, especially with that Chess Studio at 2120 South Michigan Avenue. So historic. People from all over the world come there, and we really don't do much with that. It should be a fantastic tourist attraction, and that is one of your sites, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and I couldn't agree more. I think this project is just scratching the surface, really, of the sites that shaped Chicago's music history. But yes, this is absolutely a first step in, you know, shouting from the rooftops that this city is maybe one of, you know, it's maybe the most important city in America's music history, and really has these incredible international connections too.
Yeah, you go to Memphis or Nashville or Detroit, Muscle Shoals, and they do a great job with their music history with studios that they've turned into museums and so forth. We haven't done that very well here. Hopefully this is a first step. Some of the sites, let's see, we've got the amphitheater on South Halsted, The since-raised venue at the foot of the historic Union Stockyards was the site of the September 5th, 1964 Beatles concert and all sorts of other big shows. And let's see, you've got, we mentioned the Chess Records building at 2120 South Michigan Avenue. And that's one that, that may be number one. And hopefully Chicago can do more with that. Also, and I didn't realize Kurtom Records, 8543 South Stony Island, and that was where Curtis Mayfield worked for a long time, right?
Absolutely. I'm really glad you brought that one up. It's one of my favorites. And yes, at 8543 South Stony Island. And this was one of the first record companies that was owned by an African American. And he, you know, he named it kind of after himself and his partner, Eddie Thomas. It was established in 1968, and it's where he released his first album on the label, This Is My Country. And he also, you know, not only was elevating his own career, but used Kurtom Records to nurture and elevate emerging voices in Chicago, including folks like Donny Hathaway.
And there are some places on the list here that I was not aware of. One, Biddy Mulligan's up north, 7644 North Sheridan. There were historic rock shows there, and Keith Richards hung out there at times. Chuck Berry sat in with the Neville Brothers there at a post-Chicago Blues Festival set. So this small Rogers Park Club had quite a musical history, and it's one of the 50. And how long will this promotion, this campaign, be going on, Lydia?
Well, it's really active right now, and we wanted to launch it as part of the Year of Chicago Music and have everything kind of out there in the public, aligned with the Chicago In Tune Festival, which just wrapped this weekend. It was a month of hundreds of performances across the city. But the website's here to stay, and the downloadable Make Your Own Tribute Marker is here to stay. And what we're really hoping is that, you know, I want to imagine walking down the streets of Chicago in perpetuity and seeing folks contributing their own sites and their own pieces of history to the Music Lives Here project. The markers will be up for hopefully a year, as long as they stay durable and looking as beautiful as they do right now. But we hope that this just kind of feeds on itself and serves, you know, as like we said, just the beginning of exploring and celebrating Chicago's music history.
Now, you mentioned the maps, and you can go on a self-guided tour, but are there actual physical markers at those sites as well?
Yes, there are. Yes, there are, and they were beautifully designed by Sean and Zimmer with some added flair from Maya Bird Murphy as well.
Well, those should be up.
I will say, yeah, each of those really is an artwork in itself, and those should be up for about a year.
Yeah, they should be up forever, I think.
They should be. Well,
that's part of our cultural history here, and it's a great tourist attraction if the city promotes it right.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
All right. Well, go to that website, Music Lives Here site, right? That's it?
Musicliveshere.site.
Musicliveshere.site, S-I-T-E. It's about time. That's all I got to say. And don't start me with that Chess Records building, because, I mean, that place, you know, musicians from everywhere want to go in there and take a tour. And you can, if you're lucky, if you get the right person on the phone at the right time, they'll take you through there. But
right. But
that place needs to be refurbished just the way Memphis did it with the Sun Studios, because that place at 2120 South Michigan Avenue could not be more historic or more important in the history of contemporary music. Lydia Ross,
agreed.
Thank you very much. Keep in touch, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.